WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Anti-Anxiety Stoic, Calm, Control, and Courage Daily. Your boy Dylan Brooks here, back with another dose of sanity in this crazy world. You know that feeling when your heart's pounding like a drum solo, your breath feels trapped in your chest, and you just want the ground to swallow you whole? Yeah, anxiety attacks. They're not fun, trust me. But here's the thing. We can learn to understand them, manage them, and even turn those moments of panic into opportunities for growth. Because facing our fears head-on is how we truly become unbreakable, right? So buckle up, because today we're diving deep into the world of anxiety attacks, understanding what triggers them, recognizing the signs, and most importantly, developing strategies to navigate through them like a seasoned pro. First things first, let's talk about why these things happen. Anxiety attacks are your body's way of reacting to perceived threats, even if those threats aren't actually real. It's your fight-or-flight response kicking into overdrive when it thinks you're in danger, even if that danger is just a deadline or a social event. Ever felt like your brain was playing a horror movie marathon on loop? That's basically what anxiety does to our nervous system. It floods us with hormones, making our bodies go into hyper-alert mode. Now, here are some key takeaways you can use right now. Think of these as your mental first aid kit for those anxious moments. Know your triggers. What sets off your anxiety? Is it social situations, public speaking, deadlines, or something else entirely? Once you identify your triggers, you can start to develop coping mechanisms specific to them. It's like knowing which ingredients make up that delicious cake, but in this case, it's understanding the recipe for your anxiety. Mindful breathing. When anxiety hits, your breath gets shallow and rapid. That just feeds the fire, right? So consciously slow down your breathing. Inhale deeply through your nose, hold for a few seconds, and exhale slowly through your mouth. It's like hitting the reset button on your nervous system. Challenge your thoughts. Anxiety often comes with negative thought patterns. I can't do this. Everyone is judging me. This is going to be a disaster. These thoughts are not facts. They're just interpretations. Challenge them. Ask yourself, is there evidence to support this thought? What would I say to a friend who had this thought? Ground yourself. When anxiety feels overwhelming, bring your focus back to the present moment. Notice 5 things you can see, 4 things you can touch, 3 things you can hear, 2 things you can smell, and 1 thing you can taste. This helps anchor you in reality and break free from those anxious thought spirals. Move your body. Physical activity is a powerful anxiety buster. Go for a walk, hit the gym, dance it out, whatever gets your blood flowing and releases those endorphins. It's like giving your body a high five after a stressful day. Let me tell you about a time when this really worked for me. I was giving a presentation to a packed room, and right before I started, my heart started racing, palms were sweating, classic anxiety attack in the making. But instead of panicking, I took a deep breath, focused on the faces in front of me, and reminded myself that I had prepared for this. I channeled my nervous energy into enthusiasm, and by the end, everyone was engaged and applauding. That's the power of knowing your triggers, using coping mechanisms, and believing in yourself. Look, anxiety is a part of life, it affects us all. But it doesn't have to control us. By understanding its root causes, recognizing the signs, and implementing these strategies, you can navigate those anxious moments with strength and resilience. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. So, go out there, conquer your day, and don't forget to take care of that awesome mind and body you got. And until next time, keep it calm, keep it controlled, and keep it courageous.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.